So you mentioned there, you mentioned a temporary gas reserve, you mentioned energy security, and you mentioned an emergency reserve. Like, the area that I represent in Leitrim, they have been campaigning for this for years, and I think the evidence is very strong. Can I ask you, I suppose, what do you mean, or can you go back to the minister and ask him, what does he mean by temporary? How long is it going to take to build a terminal? It took 5 years to build a terminal in Poland. And if we're actually supposed to reduce our emissions by 2050, how does it make sense? Do we really want to put in this money, investing this money, away from it? We want to move away from fossil fuels, and it's going to take 5 years to build it. You also talked about energy security. This is a term that's been floated out all the time. Well, you know, if we are under threat, I suppose, from the Russians to target our existing pipelines, surely an LNG floating terminal will be the first target that you're going to target. And would it not be better to use these resources to access, store and distribute like the limitless free natural resources that we have in terms of wind, solar and wave technology, and investing in proper, I suppose, smart electrification of this? And you talk about an energy reserve. So, this is where the research is coming in very clearly here. It is not a matter for filling the terminal once. LNG needs to be vetted to maintain this. So, like, I know that in order to maintain a 7-day strategic reserve, we require 6 replenishments of the gas a year. So I would call upon the minister again to say, I suppose, please try to push this back, that, you know, this is a really, such a concern, and that, like, can I ask you, sir, you've totally reversed in your policy that the previous decision to not use frack gas is now null and void. Is that the way the condition is now?